Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Business Hunter says the announcement of the gas-fired power plant at Kurri Kurri going ahead provides certainty to manufacturers and other energy-intensive industries in the region. The 660-megawatt generator during construction will create 600 jobs at peak construction and 10 ongoing full-time jobs. Another indirect 1,200 jobs will be created across New South Wales as well. CEO of Business Hunter, Bob Hawes, says we're in a situation where supply of dispatchable energy could become critical, and despite not all of jobs at the end, it needs to happen.
The old forms of power certainly probably generated more jobs, and there's arguments around whether or not, you know, renewables will be able to provide the same safety net for employment. But I think the other side of the coin is that if we hadn't realised investments of this nature, we do risk industries closing here in the Hunter. We've got a lot of industries here to rely on dispatchable, affordable power.
The NRL State of Mind Wellbeing Program has received a $280,000 investment from the New South Wales Government. The program provides education and ongoing support to grassroots clubs to help reduce the stigma around mental illness and encourage those who need help to reach out. Deputy Premier John Barilaro, Minister for Mental Health Bronnie Taylor, former captain of the Canberra Raiders Alan Tung and New Zealand rugby player Clinton Tupi were at the Singleton Rugby Club last night for the announcement. More than 5,000 people across Australia have already participated, and 281 mental health action plans have been drawn up. The trial of Sale Kenneth Newson was heard in Newcastle that detectives who searched his home found documents and maps of the Upper Hunter that were highlighted and scrawled over with notes. Newson is on trial for murdering Carly McBride, a 31-year-old mum who went missing in Muswellbrook in 2014. Her body was found at Owens Gap near Scone by bushwalkers 2 years later. Crime scene officers and detectives gave evidence yesterday. The jury were told this week the maps had "Where does 1 hour get you from Mussy" scrawled on it. There were maps that had large handwritten circles around the areas and highlighted sections. The defence argued, though, that the maps didn't have Owens Gap or Bunnan Road highlighted. The trial continues. And New South Wales Labor says it's ridiculous that the New South Wales government is finishing up a trial on additional train services from Singleton to Newcastle early next year. Jeff Drayton is demanding that the current trial of extra services must be extended until January 2023. The New South Wales government did extend the trial by 12 months because of COVID, but Jeff Drayton says it's still not good enough.
Certainly we've spoken to a number of people in Singleton particularly who tell us exactly that. It isn't enough. There still is, I mean, some restrictions. We're still certainly not out of COVID yet. There's still some restrictions on at the moment. I mean, a trial needs to be a genuine trial over a decent period of time. So, I mean, the trial might as well start now.
Newcastle Knights head coach Adam O'Brien has named his 21-man squad to take on the North Queensland Cowboys tomorrow night at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Caelan Ponga is out for another round. The only change from last week is Braden Musgrove, who's set to make his return on the wing in place of Hymel Hunt. That's your latest local news and sport. I'm Jessica Rouse.